It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history.
February 8th, 1692, a little bit of geeky knowledge here. Doctor in Salem Village, Massachusetts Bay Colony, declared three teenage girls under the domination of Satan. That brought the beginning of the Salem witch trials. 1945, H.H. Aiken, B.M. Duffery, F.E. Hamilton, and C.D. Lake file an application for a patent on the automatic sequence control calculator, otherwise known as the Harvard Mark I. In 1974, the third and final astronaut crew of the Skylab space station returns to Earth, completing the mission that began on November 16th of 73. They orbited Earth with Skylab for a total of 2,476 times, 171 days in occupation during three manned Skylab missions. 1983, Texas Instruments reduces the dealer price of the TI-99-4A computer, lowering its retail price to under $150. 1992, the Ulysses spacecraft, an international project to study the poles of the sun, flies past Jupiter, using the planet's gravity to swing out and of the ecliptic plane and toward the poles of the sun. 1996, 24 hours in cyberspace. The single largest event on online history takes place. Coordinated by the photographer Rick Smolin, the project's goal is to capture photos representing a day in the life of internet users around the world. It's in order to demonstrate the tremendous impact of the internet has on their lives. Also in 1996, United States President Bill Clinton signs the Communications Decency Act into law. It amends the Telecommunications Act of 1996 and the first attempt by U.S. Congress to regulate pornographic content on the internet. 1998, 15 websites, including RebelTech, TechScape, and WebSignal, were hacked by Bill Gates hackers. 23 websites, including All Pets Go to Heaven, Cyber Secret, and Everything Pages, were hacked by Brain Candy. Century Die, a company, was hacked by Lord Acid, as well as Daneship Entertainment. And we have Innovative Tech Works, were hacked by Tech Voodoo, and a whole series of other ones. We had a lot of hacks on this day in 1998. 1999, Ideal Lab founder Bill Gross announces that his company would offer to send 10,000 qualified applicants a free computer. It would be a 333 megahertz compact Presario, complete with 15-inch monitors. The computers were financed with advertisement displays on screen as you browse the internet. And now this word from our friends over at Carbonite who want to help you pursue your passion. February is the month of love, groundhogs, and static electricity. Colder homes are nice for computers, but the static charges they give from being too dry can be more than a shock to your system. They could render your computer useless. If you don't protect from the winter month, you could find your machine and all of its data gone. Carbonite is here to help with that. Founded in 2005, Carbonite backs up over 300 billion files to their secure servers, from photos of your newborn to important videos of the family and friends, not to mention those years of scanned documents you've been spending days digitizing. All of it gets stored in their secure cloud so you're protected from fire, theft, other acts, but also able to pull it down from your iPad to show those cute pictures to friends and family. Your data is secure, encrypted, and free from static electricity. And if you are a small business in the healthcare market, Carbonite can help since they are HIPAA compliant. It's your life backed up for $59.95 a year, a small investment in important files. For more information, check out geekazine.com/carbonfree. That's geekazine.com/carbonfree. Back up now, back up often, and back up off-site with Carbonite. Now let's get back into your day in tech history.
2000.
COC Services, the Dallas-based holder of the Mexican-based CompUSA franchises, files a multi-million dollar suit against CompUSA and Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim Helú. They allege that Carlos tried to keep the COC out of personal computer market in Mexico and that he used his firm to obtain confidential information to benefit computer business. Also in 2000, several prominent websites experienced outages for several hours due to the denial of service attack that was attacked by Mafia Boy, which we talked about yesterday. In 2008, Earthlink announced that they would be scaling back their citywide Wi-Fi effort, and Dell decides to back away from AMD chips as they stop selling the processors in their notebooks. And in 2009, Steve Wozniak is selected as one of 13 competitors for Dancing with the Stars. Of course, he didn't make it all the way, but he gave it a gallant effort.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.